From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 5 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the 96-year-old murder mystery film with an all-dog cast that just broke the internet. I can't tell you how many people have contacted me in the past few days, asking if it's true that, in the 1930s, there was a silent film about dogs solving a murder mystery. In this age of AI, it's possible to generate a film and claim it's old, and if people like to fake anything, it's cute animal videos. News of the existence of this film went viral this week, and obviously people were thrilled because it is a silent film about dogs solving a murder mystery. Based on this description, if you don't want to watch that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Next. Second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Thin Deadline, excerpt and cover reveal. Aquivine El Liwan, here comes the lion. The words seemed to hang over the tiny Miami storefront. Oscar, Pepe's boss, spoke to them almost nonchalantly, because on any other day, this would be normal, perfunctory. But something felt off to Pepe Otero, and even at his young age, barely past 14, he could sense it. Pepe's job was ostensibly working the counter at International, a diner/restaurant on Bird Road in Southwest Miami-Dade. The place was cramped and tiny. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 5 great unexpected sequels to crime novels. When I wrote The Appeal on spec in 2018, it was my first novel, and, with no deadline or editor waiting for the manuscript, I had a ball. It's a lively story told in a modern epistolary style that's emails and text messages about a colorful group of characters who belong to a small-town drama society. As they find themselves in the midst of a murder mystery, a trio of lawyers try to untake a potential miscarriage of justice. As far as I was concerned, it was a standalone story that ended for good on the final page. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 5 books that make you root for con artists, grifters, and tricksters. There's something so undeniably magnetic about the particular blend of skill and charisma that they bring to their craft that within just 50 years of the appearance of the original Confidence Man on the streets of mid-19th century New York, the term for these savvy swindlers had transformed. Ed to con artist, their chosen medium the ever-malleable minds of other people. They're clever, observant, and charming, at least when it suits whatever game they're playing. Their ability to read people is so fine-tuned it almost feels like magic. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 6 great thrillers about mothers and daughters and sisters. My mother started lying to me when I was about 10. It all started at Thanksgiving. Mom would make 2 turkeys because there were always a lot of family and friends. And in one turkey she'd put regular stuffing, but the other turkey would have disgusting, hideous oyster stuffing. That's what us kids called it. My sisters and I refused to eat the oyster stuffing, and Mom would reassure us that there was plenty of plain, and not to worry, which we did not do. That's today's true crime brief.